It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy and I'm going to save your summer. Summer boils down to a couple of things, some very basic elements, because we oftentimes tend to overcomplicate things. We want to do too much with too little. We want to improve so many aspects of our lives that perfect becomes the enemy of the good. And then we don't have a great summer. So what I've been realizing is I meditate on summerness. And this summer is probably the most necessary one we have ever had with our pandemic emergence and our need for socializing, being together, celebrating, eating and drinking and looking so hot. So that's what I'm going to help you do. I'm going to help you do that because I care. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of non-caring. There's a lot of dishonesty. There are a lot of Karens who are not caring, and I'm not going to be one of them. I am a summer-saving person, and in this episode, I'm going to rock your hot world. You ready? Good. Okay, the first one, I've realized, because, you know, I try and live by the Platonic credo, the unexamined life is not worth living. Maybe it's Socratic. You can argue amongst yourselves. Plato wrote it. He gave Socrates the credit. But the point is, we have to constantly look at what we're doing. We have to go through the thorough and difficult self-examination if we are going to come out on the other side. And so I try and do that personally, spiritually, philosophically. And I have realized through this deep self-examination that I am making a full transformation into Helen Roper. And, you know, I fought that for a while. I did. I tried to fight the good fight because I always thought that I was Natalie Portman in Black Swan. I'm not. I'm Helen Roper. And for a long time, I was rocking the Black Swan leggings with leg warmers and CYA short skirt from Capizio over the leggings vibe, you know, little ballerina snugs. And it's fine for a little while. But Helen was dying to break free. And so I thought to myself, what do you need to be Helen Roper? You need caftans. And so caftans are basically loud, big, shapeless, beautiful, dress-like things that you can throw over a bikini. But I like to rock them all day long, all day, every day, all day, all night, because I feel like caftans go from, you know, oh my gosh, the Amazon guy is at the door. I got to throw something on so he doesn't see my hoo-ha. And that's when you slip into a brightly colored printed caftan, and then you look chic and glamorous. You look put together. You look like someone who's a world traveler. And then, you know, you get your package, which is probably a catheter or something. If you're Helen Roper, I don't know. I don't judge. There's so many catheters on Fox News. I should really thank the catheter industry because without them, I probably wouldn't have a paycheck. I probably would not have the extra $25 a week that I've been spending on Amazon on new caftans. But the caftan, all you need is like a head wrap. Some people call it a turban. You could use a wool cap or a toque, as it's known in Canada, and complete the look very, very easily. A decorative headband. You got a hot glue gun. You got a piece of elastic. You got some knickknacks and trinkets sitting around. You've got yourself a headband. And that really is what completes the caftan look. This is the nice thing about caftans. You could have 4 caftans and completely transform your summer look. It is absolutely true. You're ready to go to a pool party. You're ready to go to Studio 54. If they open it back up, you can go on Jeff Bezos' spaceship. It doesn't matter. A caftan will literally take you anywhere and any environment. And if you, and so I have been, I bought an expensive caftan this year. I'm not going to lie. I indulged. I bought a Natori caftan. It was a few $100s. It is silken. It is floral. It is fantastic, and I think it inspires jealousy in people who see me in it for the first time. But the other thing that I've realized is you go on Amazon, you put in caftan, doesn't matter if you spell it C-A-F-T-A-N or K-A-F-T-A-N, it's the same thing. It is the same Helen Roper shapeless chic wear that will hopefully transform your summer as well. $25, $16, $30, you get 4 caftans, Your summer is transformed. You now have a style that people will long for, and you don't have to explain yourself. That's the nice thing about making a transition into a character from a cheeky 80s American sitcom. You can just do whatever you want. So while you're Helen Roper, while you're in your caftan, you're either lounging, you're cleaning, you're inside, you're outside, you're everywhere in that thing. You can thank me later. I don't need the credit for it. No, I'm strong enough that I can take this credit in silence and just look super, super sassy in my caftans. I got a caftan. I got a big black caftan with little rainbow colored dingo balls all over it. You know what that makes me feel like? A glorious, glorious woman of the summer of 2021. And you know what I'm going to say? I think fellas can rock the caftans too. I don't think there are enough fellas in caftans. You know, it really started out as sort of Mesopotamian wear that bled into Russia. And Russian caftans were always belted, and they were usually on guys. So guys, you got a belt? You got $20? Go on Amazon, get a caftan, throw a belt around it. You can also thank me later. Another quick style point, and this is a very easy one. This could be Hanes t-shirts from Walmart. If everyone is accustomed to seeing you in black, switch to all white. Just switch it up. Don't say anything. Don't explain yourself. That's a wonderful thing about style. You can reinvent it. You can throw on the light switch. You can change it completely for a number of weeks, a couple months, and then go right back. And you don't have to tell anyone a thing. You just be mysterious. You make them wonder. And that's great. So I know what you're thinking. So I'm sitting around the pool. I wasn't all black. Now I'm in all white. I'm in a caftan. I look fantastic. People's eyes are just gravitating toward me. They're making love to me with their jealousy. And, you know, you can't help that. But you do need a good cocktail. Let's be honest about that. And if you are in a caftan and you're ready for a cocktail, you're probably entertaining. That means that you're going to have to make more than one drink at a time. And I have the most perfect summer drink for you. It is the strawberry margarita. And I'll tell you how this came to be. And this is a true story. I had a dream that I was craving a strawberry margarita. And so I told Taylor Swift. And she said, "That's so funny. Kloss is inside making them right now." So Meghan McCain and Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss and I were enjoying strawberry margaritas. And I thought to myself, this is a fantastic life. Like, this is a great peer group, because I had to play it super cool. But in my head, in my dream, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm hanging out with Tay Tay and Karlie Kloss. This is amazing. And we're drinking strawberry margaritas. But then the next day I woke up and I was like, now I have to make strawberry margaritas, because I do like mixing a lovely cocktail for friends. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, Kennedalia, too much sugar. I'm really trying to whittle my waistline before August. Listen to me and listen to me clearly. This is a low-sugar margarita. I'm not saying it's sugar-free. Sugar-free is gross. But you know what it's got? Natural sugar from beautiful, succulent, ripe, red strawberries. You know what a strawberry is? It's like eating the heart of a duck. That's how big and beautiful a strawberry is. But you could still be a vegan duck eater with your strawberry, and you'd be just fine. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Simple recipe. This is the point where you get a pen. Get a pen, get a piece of paper, and scratch this down, because this is all you need for your summer drink. I'm going to give you two summer drinks. I'm going to give you two for the price of one. Because, baby, I'm that confident that we're going to have a great summer. So here's what you start with. You start with a pound of fresh strawberries. You cut the little green part off. You can hull it if you want. You can be more aggressive and more refined. You can pretend you're a surgeon taking out your friend's appendix in the wilderness. I don't care. I just cut the little green part off. And you throw it in a blender. Here's the thing about blenders. There are a couple things in life where you have to have a really good one. One is a mattress. One is a blender. You can have fake pearls. You can have a cheap caftan. You'll still look good. You need a solid blender. You know what else I'm going to add to that list? You need a good vacuum cleaner. And that's where it ends. Good mattress, good vacuum cleaner, good blender. You're good to go. So you take the pound of strawberries, you cut the green part off, you throw them in the blender. You're like, what do I put them in there with? A half a cup of monk fruit. So monk fruit sugar is a zero calorie, zero sugar, natural sweetener that is delicious. You throw a half cup of monk fruit sweetener in there. It's granulated like sugar. It looks like a friend. It looks like your sugar friend, but it's not going to hurt your feelings, and it's not going to make your glucose levels soar. I also like to throw in a couple packets of stevia. You can borrow them from Starbucks. Starbucks, the little green packets from Starbucks, even if you don't use them, your strawberry margaritas will appreciate you for them. You throw in a cup of tequila. Does it have to be good tequila? Depends. Do you want to have a bad hangover? Then get bad tequila. You want to have a good time? Get good tequila. I like Casamigos Blanco. I also like Patron. I got taste. I flex every once in a while. It's not all Dollar Tree and Target. It is oftentimes, but not all the time. 2/3 of a cup of fresh lime juice. Don't get the lime juice in the bottle. It's gross. It's preserved. Fresh lime juice. It's just got an aura, and everyone will know. And then you can throw in just a couple ice cubes, not too many. You blend that up. You're not making frozen margaritas. If you've got a Vitamix blender, and it's worth it, especially if you have the Bed Bath & Beyond 20% off coupon, if you're part of the little club, you can really start saving some scratch. So you do that. You blend it all up. I like to do salt on the rim with sweet margaritas. This is sweet. It is low sugar. Strawberries are among the sugary fruits lower on the list. You pour it over ice. You give it a stir, a little lime wedge on top with your salty rim. Oh, my garden. Your caftan, your white Hanes shirt. How sexy are you at this point? And you got a big, giant Vitamix pitcher, and you're just going around to your friends, and you can make batch after batch after batch, and it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. All right? I'm not going to give you a brunch menu right now. Okay, fine. I'll give you the buffalo chicken nachos. These are breakfast nachos. This is a very easy breakfast that you're going to make. You take two chicken breasts. You boil them for 16, 18 minutes. Make sure they're 165 inside, all right? You boil your chicken breasts. Let them rest and cool down a little bit. And then you take a blender and you blend the chicken breast. That's how you make shredded chicken. It's the easiest way, with a hand blender or hand mixer. I don't care what you call it. And then you melt. It can be vegan butter or regular butter, real butter or fake butter with Frank's red sauce. So if you're doing a half a cup of Frank's, do a half cup of butter, put the chicken in there, let it all get all bubbly, layer of chips. Layer of queso. That's that soft, squishy cheese that you get in a jar. Newman's Own makes it. It's very good. Chips, queso, scrambled eggs. Then you do a layer of your buffalo chicken, your shredded buffalo chicken, and then three Mexican cheese blend on top. You put it in the oven at 350, 8 to 10 minutes, and then you broil it for 2 minutes. That is a brunch in and of itself. You can serve it with fresh guacamole. You can serve it with green salsa, salsa verde. You can do whatever you want. But that in and of itself with strawberry margaritas, that's what I served for brunch a couple weeks ago. Was anyone unhappy about it? Not one person. So I know what you're saying right now. You're like, well, I'm not really a tequila person. You can take the mix. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Add triple sec too. I can't believe I forgot the triple sec. So however much tequila you add, you can add half as much triple sec or even less if you don't really like it. But you don't have to add tequila. You can just make the strawberry mix, add the tequila after you've poured it over ice. But you could also make a daiquiri with light rum or vodka, and it's quite good. But I know what you're saying right now. You're like, but Kennedalia, I want to be adventurous. I'm a gin drinker. I get it. Here's what you do. So Guy Benson introduced me to a drink called the Long Drink. And it's this Finnish drink. It's like the national drink of Finland. It is a gin-based bubbly cocktail. It's like a White Claw with some class. But it does have, you know, they do make a high-octane version that's like 15% alcohol. I think the regular one's like 7 or 8%. That is your tonic. Don't get tonic. Use the Long Drink. And they even make Long Drink Zero that is zero sugar. You add that to your gin with some nice fresh-squeezed limes. Holy underwear, don't fall asleep next to the pool because you're going to fall in and you'll never emerge. But that one will knock you on your hula hoop and it will be worth every second. So that's like the Long Drink gin and tonic, but instead of tonic, use the Long Drink. And it is gin based, so it's going to go really well. It's going to go hand in hand with the gin that you get. Do you want good gin or crappy gin? If you want a bad hangover, get bad gin. That's all I have to say about that. Borrow someone else's booze. You've done enough work here. So I think we need more brunches, more pool time. You need to suss out your friends who have any sort of water in their vicinity, whether it's, you know, their grandma has a pool, someone's uncle has a beach house, be creative. And then be the person who brings the strawberry margarita in the caftan, and you will be showered with adoration and admiration the entire time you're there. I feel really good about this conversation. I feel like you have latched on to some of these ideas, and I hope that you have some ideas to give me. You can always tweet me at Kennedy Nation. I'm always looking for suggestions. It's the same handle on Instagram. And if you have even better ideas for an easy peasy one tray brunch or a cocktail that you love to share with friends, I would love to hear about it. And I will update the party people. So I feel very confident I have saved your summer. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.